Om inspiratie op te doen voor zijn debuut reisde George door Europa. Hij luisterde naar popmuziek, zat in de kroeg met zijn notitieblok en hij miste de trein naar Boedapest. Om liedjes te schrijven, want voor hem zijn de teksten het allerbelangrijkst, werkte hij ook samen met andere mensen, zoals bijvoorbeeld Andy Burrows.
Me and Andy met. We were introduced to each other. I can't remember where. He's lovely though. Anyway, we said yeah, let's write some songs together. I love writing with other people.
Andy nodigde George uit om bij hem thuis te logeren, zodat ze samen konden doorwerken aan hun liedjes.
He said, here's where I live. Why don't you stay at mine? We'll wake up in the morning and go straight to the studio and just get on it. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I went round and in the morning he was like, do you want a shower? I was like, yeah, of course. He was like, do you want a bath? And I love baths. So I was like, yeah, go on, I'll have a bath. And he went and ran me a bath, which was very nice of him.
De badkuip werd al bezet door het speelgoed van Andy's dochtertje.
And her dolls were lined up in the bath. So I thought, I've got to take a picture. He didn't take the picture. I took the picture.
De foto van George in bad bij Andy Burrows ging heel Instagram over. Maar geen van de tracks die de mannen samen schreven belandde uiteindelijk op het debuutalbum van George.
No, none of the tracks that me and him worked together made the album. But it was just fun. You know, I also did, you know, Mystery Jets. I did some stuff with them, but none of that made the album. It was just nice to meet all these people and write with different people and just see how different people write. I can see the ground and I can't see you. See our hometown, I can't see you. Leave the lights on when I go, so I can watch you down below. I can see the ground and I can't see you. See our hometown, I can't see you. Leave the lights on when I go, so I can.
George werkte voor zijn debuutalbum samen met producer Cam Blackwood, bekend van onder andere Florence and the Machine. Cam hielp George om zijn ideeën te vertalen in muziek. Dat is handig, want eigenlijk kan George nog steeds geen noot lezen.
When it came to producers, I needed someone that just understood. Because I can't read music and I can't really talk music. It's funny actually when we got in the studio and I was talking about the bass at the beginning of Budapest. And I said it needs to sound like balls of about this size. Colourful balls bouncing on the ground. And this was like the first day and he looked at me like, how about this? And like, we tried some things out and I was like, that's the one. Most of the time it's not very clear. It's just, you know, everyone must see it in colours a bit, I assume. I don't know, I do. Over you, ooh, you, ooh, I do see do. Give me one reason why I should never make a change. My hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all, ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.